The question was asked to explain the Tetragrammaton. Tetragrammaton really is a four-letter name of God. The four letters are really the word Hoveh, Hey Vav Hey, and then you add the Yud before them. The word Hoveh means existent. When you add the Yud, it's active existence, right? Like Yehalech, Yedaber, will talk, will do. So Hoveh is existence in the present. You add the Yud, it means will do the active present existence. What does that mean? That means that, in the simplest sense, what the Tetragrammaton means is that God is the one that continuously gives existence to everything that exists here. That Hoveh is present, exists. He is the one that gives that existence. That's the simple understanding of the Tetragrammaton, as far as I know.
What was it called, the Tetragrammaton?
That simply, Tetra means four. Oh. The four-letter name, God's four-letter name. We have on tradition that name has within it. Am I right? Tetra means...
Grammar,
it was Greek.
Okay.
It means four letters.
Four letters in Greek, yeah. Am I right?
Well,
he speaks Greece. That's why I asked him. He's...
Going off that question,
just one second. So the Tetragrammaton has concealed within it secret understandings and secret meanings, and we don't pronounce it. We don't even know how to pronounce it. We give those vowels to it when it's written in the Torah, but in truth, it is a hidden name, and those four letters represent much, much more, and that name represents much, much more. But on the simplest level, that's what the name means. Okay.